This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. 50 years ago this month, the first human physically touched a world other than our own. And as the anniversary sparks celebrations and events all around the Earth, on one small patch of our planet, experts are organizing an event designed to bring the stars and planets here. An event to hopefully spark that same sense of wonder which had all of us glued to the television 50 years ago, millions of us watching as one.
It's great to get out and see things as a group.
That's Bob Baer of the SIU Physics Department.
And what we have coming up here with the Southern Illinois Star Party is really exciting because people will be out not just as a group amongst themselves with friends and family, but we have a lot of astronomers out that evening that can explain the night sky to visitors.
And the event he's referring to is the Southern Illinois Summer Star Party this Friday at the SIU Farms starting at 7 p.m.
Sounds fun.
It should be. And the really exciting thing to me that night is that Saturn and Jupiter are both going to be close and bright. They're both going through opposition within a month of each other, which means they'll still be big and bright, and they'll be taking up the full light of the sun as they sit just opposite of the Earth.
Now, are these the two big gas giants? Or no, Neptune is the other gas giant, right?
Yeah, but these are the biggest ones apparent to us. So they appear largest in the telescopes, Jupiter with its four Galilean moons, and then Saturn with the beautiful rings.
Sure. Rings which are made of what? Ice and rock particles, we think?
Lots of particles, yeah, and those rings have been looked at for several years now to try to determine exactly what they are. But to us, it just appears as this thin band of debris with different striations in it. When it's sitting on edge and you can see the rings as a circle, you can actually see the little gaps in it, even through a modest-sized telescope.
And again, the big thing about this, well, two big things. These very, very nice telescopes provided by your department and Harry Treese's organization, they will be at this event for people to look at the stars. 8:30, you have, well, tell us about the other events on a jumbo screen.
So, yeah, we start that evening at 7 p.m. With solar observations and activities, but once it gets dark, from about 8:30 on, we're going to do a few presentations. We're kicking it off with Liliana Leftikaru. Dr. Leftikaru is in the geology department here at SAU Carbondale, and she's giving this talk about the Apollo 11 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Which, as you know, we're celebrating that in the same year that we're celebrating SIU's 150th anniversary.
Very cool. Let's see. And then 9 o'clock, we will have people driving all the way from Adler Planetarium in Chicago. That's always exciting. And they'll be here in Carbondale.
They will. They'll be setting up their galaxy ride. Their galaxy ride van will be coming down, and they'll be setting up a tent on one of the telescope pads with activities and possibly having a telescope out as well. But they specialize in doing activities with the crowd, so there's a little more interaction for people at this event this year.
And I have to say again, families are not only welcome, but you and everyone encourage families to come.
Yeah, definitely. It's a fun event for children, and I encourage the parents to come out with their kids to take a look at the stars. They might get a lot of those questions that they get asked from their children answered that night. You know, what is that? Is that a star? Is that a planet?
And Harry Treese is with us. You're with the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois. Talk a little bit about your group's participation in this star party here in Carbondale.
Well, we're very happy to partner with Bob Baer in the physics department. We do a lot of public viewings together. Bob's also a member of our organization, so we kind of help each other out that way. We can bring a lot of telescopes to these public events. We try to have at least one public event a month.
Sure. And again, July 12th, you will be with Bob Baer and his crew and everybody else at the, SIU Dark Site, Carbondale Farms Astronomy Observation Area. Now, how many telescopes is your group going to be bringing to this event?
We're still kind of working on that, but probably at least between 5 and 10, I would say off the top of my head.
What are some of the questions that you and your group get asked from the younger generation?
Well, a lot of times I want to know how far things are.
The
distance issue. And one of the other common ones, especially when the moon's in view, is people want to know if we can see the flag. And that is something that we cannot do from Earth with our telescopes, but it is one of the common questions.
And as we kind of wrap this up, getting back to the July 12th star party, I'm looking at some small print. This is at the Carbondale Farms Astronomy Observation Area. And just to make sure that people aren't surprised, there is no public parking. So this is kind of a logistics thing that I'm sure you've taken care of, right?
That's right. This is a result of having enormous turnout last year of 450 people and several hundred cars coming out. So we can't accommodate that many people out there. So lot 63 on the edge of the SIU campus, which is at the corner of Oakland and Chautauqua, that's where people can park, and we'll have shuttle pickup departing from there starting at 7 p.m. and shuttling people back and forth between the site at least every 15 minutes throughout the night.
Great. Now, Lot 63, is that what maybe some people on campus refer to as behind the law school?
I believe it is. It's right on that corner, Chautauqua and Oakland.
Gotcha.
And we'll have signs up there, too, saying event parking so people know where they're going to. And it is a stickered lot, but on the evening that this is, we've gotten special permission, so it will be free and open to the public that evening.
We have been visiting with the Harry Treese, president of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois, who Cheryl Ernst is a member, and you can hear her reports Friday mornings, and also my guest, a very knowledgeable and hardworking Bob Baer of the SIU Physics Department. Well, Harry, I know you work hard too. And we've been talking about the Southern Illinois Star Party Friday, July the 12th, and the events will be at the SIU Carbondale Farms Astronomy Observation Area. And again, Bob, tell them about the great shuttles that are available.
Yeah, the evening of the event, starting at 7 p.m., people can park at SIU Lot 63 on the corner of Chautauqua and Oakland and just catch the shuttle out to the site. And again, we're doing that because we are not going to have public parking out at the site. So to and from the astronomy observation area, you'll have to catch a shuttle and just look for the signs that night at the parking lot.
All right, Bob and Harry, thank you so much for giving me 25 minutes of your time.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
And you've been hearing from Bob Baer of the SIU Physics Department and Harry Treese, the president of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois, talking about the Southern Illinois 2019 Star Party. It's planned for Friday, July the 12th from 7 to midnight at the SIU Farms Dark Site. For more information, see the web version of this story. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.